Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Adrian, can you get a Kleenex down to Florida right away?
I forgot. I forgot at the, my prime directive a short time back. Leave the mic open. My mic open.
Leave your own
time.
Because you might want to say something.
Kind of foolish, but that's the way it goes. No. Got my two Zycams. I bought my Zycam allergy, and then Carla came in and said,
"You've got a brand new one in the medicine cabinet. I don't know why you had to
go out. That's great news.
One.
That's like when you get an extra inhaler from the doctor. You're set to go.
I understand, Rob. How are you?
I'm great.
Great. Oscar, how are you?
I'm feeling like Rob 3 days ago.
Oh, so also great and
yes.
Handsome.
Oh, my God. I was just wondering whether you were down on that television shoot until 7 o'clock this morning.
Oh.
Have you insinuated yourself into... Because I know this is the type of thing that gets your batteries going.
Oh,
You look out the window. Of course, Mike. I see opportunity when there's a Hollywood shoot in front of my house.
Well, I was going to say more along the lines of you're pretty much a star f***er. So
No.
I was just curious as to...
I'm not a star effer, Mike. If I was a star effer, I'd have more stars in my life. I make friendships. Yes.
Oh, he makes friendships.
Yes. I develop them, I grow them, and sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. Like the friendship I have made with a catering van for the TV show.
Oh, taco truck.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Now I am all, not the ears have perked up now. So they have a catering truck for the,
craft service,
the production?
Yes.
Yes, they have a catering truck, and the catering truck needs to park somewhere. And for some reason, they keep parking in front of my house. And the guy says, "Is it okay if we park here?" I said, "It's street parking, no big deal." And then he says, "Is it okay if we put cones in front of your house?" I said, "No big deal." And he goes,
"You're loving it.
Whatever you want. Whatever you want out of the truck." So I jumped in the truck for lunch yesterday.
Yes.
And did really?
Yeah, of course.
You were invited?
So you're not supposed to put cones down on street parking, right? That's just not
what
you're supposed
to do. That's all right, but you're letting them do it because it's TV.
Less.
When they said, "Could we put cones out?" I thought they were talking about agents and lawyers.
No. that was a joke that probably would have worked in the 80s.
Oh, sorry about that.
Because you see,
I don't know why you hit the Messiah. Oh, that's the
racism alarm. Yeah,
the Jewish,
that's
the Jewish joke.
Yeah. Would you mind if we stood here for the duration of the shoot?
That we don't want anyone to park.
You know, I did.
Mr. Krasinski will have the tuna with no lettuce on rye.
My girlfriend in Arizona last name was Cone. Did you know that?
Oh.
Oscar, I have no idea why we've been in this relationship for 3 weeks and I haven't even met your mother.
Yeah.
How are things going with your partner at the radio station?
It was kind of like that. Kind of like that.
I logged into your website and he was wearing all camouflage.
This is before the camo stage. We were kids then. We were kids.
Why would you like Johnny Cash so much?
We never talk about, because I know it makes you uncomfortable. We never talk
about
your...
It doesn't make me uncomfortable.
Your radio, your other radio
partner.
Actually,
I love talking about Big O and Dukes.
I know you don't like to cross-pollinate
that
much.
Oh, it's still on, yeah!
When did he make the full Ted Nugent camo pivot? I'm curious when he started wearing a lot of the camo and where you've grown up with him.
Yeah,
so
yeah, we grew up together.
When I met him, he was kind of, I met you guys at my restaurant and you were both kind of fresh faced. And then when you came to work, even at WJFK, you were both kind of fresh faced.
JFK stole our youth.
And then you will admit that when he got the radio gig, mine, on WJFK,
what's the statute of limitations?
He made permanent. he made a pivot.
Yeah.
No, I love you know this and I know this and the listeners should know this. I love Chad.
You've been on his program. Yes.
No, but it's beyond that. I like what he does and I like his sense of humor and he has been nothing but kind and respectful to me but I give him a hard time. When did he make the whole camo you know what I mean?
Yeah, he looks like Rigo's Ranger.
I think to be fair to everybody, if we all looked at what we were into in our early 20s, early to mid 20s, right?
Mine would be primarily hair.
Okay. I get that.
Beautiful hair.
My
style. Do you dress the same way, though?
I've never really diverted from, that's a New England thing.
Okay.
If you go back and look, you look at my father from the 1970s, and, you know, which is when everybody went badass.
Yes.
You would see my father more often than not in an outfit that you could probably wear business-wise today.
Okay. Classic style.
He did not go with that. He was basically blue blazer, gray flannels. That's it. So I'm kind of, from a sartorial standpoint, I really never completely went off the deep end. If you got me when I was a kid, you might be able to see some you know, jean jackets and shoulder
pads. I wore a lot of overalls when I was a boy.
Did you?
I am not
Carrie says, is there any picture of you before you were nine where you are not wearing overalls? I said, talk to my mother. I have no idea. Overalls. But it's true. Overalls, man, all the time.
Explains a lot. So,
actually, I think it asks a lot more than it explains.
I think
his style now is kind of
He used to wear jerseys a lot, right? He's a sports fan. He used to wear gear, like a lot of Redskins gear, right?
Mm-hmm,
and I think at one point I had, I thought I was in the early 2000s alt rock band. I had sweatbands and like tight t-shirts, ripped jeans. Yes, it's like. I look back, I'm disgusted about the way I used to dress.
Yeah.
Right.
And then as we all got older, I got into dress shirts and he got into camouflage. But he doesn't wear that all the time.
Okay. I'm just curious because I mean, I see him a lot. I only see him online and stuff like that.
I always wonder about people that have camouflage clothes if they have a hard time finding them.
And to be fair, I think the camouflage side is one winter coat.
You see a lot of those pics. Sometimes his bad jokes actually land
on
me.
That's kind of a good one, I thought.
I tuned him out after the cone joke.
I cannot possibly find this t-shirt.
Like, where is that pair of gloves?
It's right in front of you. Oh, it was in the duck blind.
How many pair of cargo shorts do you own?
I think I have like six.
Six?
Yeah.
Isn't that like five too many?
Well, not because I have to wash and wear them every day.
Don't you ever want to change your style?
No.
Ever?
No.
Oh, my God. I feel like you'd be so much more respected if you did.
No, I don't think so.
No, he wouldn't.
No?
Anyway,
yes, he would.
So the food truck.
Yes.
This is a class. By the way, this is our classic TMOS.
It's a great Friday show.
So if anybody was counting, it took us 7 minutes to get into the actual real mood of the show.
I know on a like construction site or even at an automobile dealership, the food trucks come around to feed the employees. They call them a roach coach. Is that nickname come up?
No, this guy didn't look like that. This guy looked like one of those Mercedes vans, Sprinter vans.
Oh,
high-end catering, right? Right? High-end catering out of a truck I'm sure they're used. Look, if this is a Hollywood production, they're used before.
The guy had everything, and he had another vehicle come within a two-hour time block that was refrigerated and drop off more and take the old stuff away. It was awesome.
So he says to you, thanks for letting me park in front of your house. Thanks for letting me put the cones
up.
You get to eat here anything you want. And you took advantage. Tell me.
I jumped in and I said, whoa, it looked like there was crab legs if you wanted that.
There we go.
It looked like there was shrimp.
This is tragic. Of all the people on this show, there is no person who would be more useless to be afforded this opportunity than Oscar.
I know. Because he doesn't like food that much. He's not a foodie like you and I.
No.
So they had crab legs?
Yeah, and that's why I grabbed a club sandwich and a bag of chips and said, thanks, man. Later.
Okay, I'll ask.
I didn't want to be rude.
True enough.
How would you rate the club sandwich?
I would have paid for it. It was a solid club sandwich. Like, it was better than what I would have gotten in any.
Did it have a piece of bread in the middle?
Yes.
Did it have the toothpicks holding it
together? Yes.
Nice.
Can I interrupt here? And I hate to interrupt when Oscar's telling a story. I'm going to type on the fan page.
Okay.
I really wish Oscar had been able to tell us about the food truck without Mike and Rob interrupting and cackling in the background. Mm-hmm. No, we're interested about the food truck too. Yeah. So
I just clicked love on that.
Thank you. So you go into the food truck, you get your club sandwich, but here's the big question.
Yeah.
I know you were peeking out your window periodically. Yeah. Any sign and any celeb sign?
Mike,
near the
before
food truck?
You go ahead there, the only reason I didn't go with the high end food because I saw how much he had to tend to it to make sure it was on ice, and I was like, I don't want to mess with this guy. He did have Orangina on the truck, and if you have Orangina on a truck, Yeah. Like you're doing something right, right?
Did you take advantage of that?
Oh, yeah. I said, can I get one of those orange juices? He says, of course. I have more. And I said, oh, no big deal, man. I said, if you need to use the can, I live right there, as you know. Knock on the door, right? He knocked on the door 5 minutes later, blew up my commode upstairs.
Attaboy.
Did he really? Did he really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's
now, I don't know if he blew it up because there's a fan in there, thank God.
Okay.
But he was up there for a little while.
That's I thought all Oscar I was talking about himself. Yeah.
This is why I love Oscar.
Yeah.
This is just, I mean, you have a way. I knew, and that you could insinuate yourself into this production in some way. You've gone through craft services. Can you think of a better way to backdoor
a TV
production?
This is the way to do it.
Go on. So what else has happened?
So I asked him, I said, what's the story? He goes, a lot of waiting, man. A lot of waiting. Because
they all say that.
Think about the continuity of a shot. I guess they were filming the opening montage.
Sure.
So he said, he's like, I don't know about the cast itself, but we were trying, the crew was trying to pick up some exterior shots.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, it was raining all day.
Horrible day.
And
here, the
forecast said
today, right?
Mm-hmm. For an hour of sunshine. And they were hoping to catch that hour of sunshine to get the continuity shot
in. So a full day shoot really centered on a possible hour, maybe.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. By the way, am I flying into bat-ass weather when I fly in there at 7 o'clock tonight?
What they said is overnight a penetrating rain. So I think it's going to be steady.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Not going to be anything crazy.
Right, and then tomorrow it's going to be bad, right?
Yes.
I would say dress for... Gotham City was probably the best place you want to dress for, yes.
God, I don't even have that anymore.
Like, if you have a trench coat or a raincoat, wear that.
You know what? I've got, if I was going to go via Maine, I'd be 100% A-OK.
Wear your boonie hat,
Mike. Really? Oh, dear God. Help me.
I have a question about your neighborhood, because I drive past your house every day on the way.
You know how small my neighborhood is.
It is small. It is a one-way street. It is half the streets in Oscar's neighborhood are cobblestone. I mean, they really do date back to the 1700s.
Right.
There are some pieces of, there's cars on your street.
Yes.
That probably are not suggestive. There are cars on your street that probably don't suggest the mood they want for the show. Are they shooting around the abandoned Cadillac?
The Freddy Krueger?
Or did they move it?
The Cadillac was not in sight of their shot.
Mike, there's this one Cadillac that has been by Oscar's house since we moved the show to Georgetown.
It's one of my neighbor's
Never
cars.
Has it moved.
Yeah.
Never has it moved.
The guy had a bad fall 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen him since. So
wow.
We'll see what
the
story is.
So you get into the catering truck. You have, you have your lunch in the catering truck.
He uses
the guy uses
bathroom.
The bathroom.
Yes.
And you're saying exteriors. They're probably shooting the DC exteriors to go back and shoot the rest of the show
in Hollywood or Vancouver or wherever's giving them a tax break.
Right. Do you have any more detail on what this production is going to be? Is this going to be a Netflix series or a Netflix movie?
An original series. It's going to be on Amazon.
Amazon
bought the rights.
Amazon, okay.
Jack Ryan is the title of the actual show, because Jack Ryan is the character from Tom Clancy's novels, as you know, Mike.
So Krasinski is still trying to do the pivot where he's a badass action-adventure hero, right?
Yeah, but
instead of the goofy guy on The Office that we all know.
Wouldn't it be great if during an action scene he looked and smirked at the camera?
I feel like I don't see Krasinski. I don't see him as Jack Ryan yet, right?
Right.
He's running up in the streets of
I see Alec Baldwin as Jack Ryan.
But but see, I see Harrison Ford as Jack Ryan.
Yeah, I see. I thought Jack Ryan. I thought the young Alec Baldwin was a better Jack Ryan. Yeah. But Harrison
Ford
was no slouch
either. And hasn't Ben Affleck played him too?
Ben Affleck played him in The Sum of All Fears.
And Brian Dennehy played him with The Grease Man.
Yes. And Chris Pine played him as of late.
Oh, I forgot about
that. In the Russian movie.
Yeah.
In the Russian
and Chris
Jack
Pine,
Ryan.
I put Chris Pine. I put Harrison Ford.
Yeah, but let's be honest. All those guys aren't doing an original series. So I'll take Jim from The Office.
Yeah.
Well, he also made the Benghazi movie, and that's when he was a Navy SEAL,
right? I saw that movie. That was a solid movie. Mike, I would tell you that. I bought that movie on demand.
Yes.
And it was well worth it. It really.
I'd love to see it, but I won't be putting it on my TV screen based on its POV. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's not political. It's not political at all.
It isn't. It is. I thought it was.
No, it's just more about the people that put their lives on the line to make this happen. Okay. To save some lives.
Mike's POV.
Any sign of celebs? Any sign of actors?
No celebs. But I'll say this, that making a movie or making a TV show, just like making, and you guys know this from the TV show days, reality show, is boring.
Yeah, it's all about waiting.
A lot of waiting.
Mm-hmm. Hurry up and
wait. And a lot of people dressed in black like they are going to be cat burglars later on in life.
And this will probably be it, right? Maybe the
I think this is it. I mean, unless
shots.
The sun decides to come out next 3 days, they're probably going to have to come back because if you're just paying to burn money, that's tough.
Yeah, well, let me just say, based on the trip I'm making this weekend, checked out that weekend forecast. D.C., S.A.D., we can start the show now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right, what's with the getup?
What, this? Oh, I'm just enjoying some of my past Mother's Day gifts. My awesome yellow pants, my first Mom on the Moon t-shirt, and of course my macaroni necklace that says, "To Mom, love Kira." I can only feel bad for Kira's mom. Who knows what she got?
Okay, I get it, I get it. We may not have always hit it out of the park, but I got plenty of time this year to get it right. When is Mother's Day?
Sunday, and my mom's coming down, so it better not be lame.
Not a chance of that. If anything, I'm worried it's going to be too good. So just be prepared to get everything you want. What exactly do you want?
Oh, you suck. My Country Tis of Tea. You know the little tea place we pass by and I always say is so cute? Well, I heard that they are having a proper afternoon tea for Mother's Day. Finger sandwiches and cloth napkins. It's going to be very classy and very elegant. And that's what I want.
Since when do you drink tea?
You know, I have a whole other life that you don't even know about, okay? I like tea.
Fine. I'll take care of it. Quick question. Do I have to go?
Yes.
Good, because I want to go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
All right, I need the author. What is that?
That's
is that
the show The Middle. That's my favorite sitcom on television.
Who is the horrible actor that was playing the guy?
The horrible actor is the same horrible actor that was horrible on Scrubs. I don't even know his name.
He's terrible.
He is. Well, that's his character, though.
I mean, the audio was terrible, though. I mean, it was just, I don't know. I mean, he didn't sound like a good actor.
That's his character. He is so noncommittal, he doesn't care about anything. You will grow to love him.
He's so selfish.
Yeah.
Middle. Check it out. That was very, very funny for Mother's Day. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the...
No.
We are on air on demand, and we are heard now 24/7 on the brand new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by Blue Apron. The number one, numero uno, fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. We love it when our box from Blue Apron arrives at the O'Mara household. You're going to love yours, too. Their mission of Blue Apron is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, and believe me, they are doing it. I will tell you this story, and this is the truth. Mrs. O'Mara threw together this ginger chicken the other day that I have never eaten, and I said, this is really, really great. Where'd you get the recipe? She said, it was a Blue Apron recipe, and I remembered the way we prepared it from Blue Apron, so Blue Apron has now moved into teaching my wife how to cook new and exciting meals. It makes you a better cook. Cooking together build strong family bonds. Research shows that Blue Apron families cook together nearly three times more often. How would you like some three cheese and baby broccoli stromboli with tomato and oregano dipping sauce, or crispy salmon and roasted potato salad with pickled mustard seeds and creme fraiche sauce? Ooh. All this delicious food, and you carry it with you after you make a Blue Apron recipe and do what my wife does. You make something that based on Blue Apron. It's fantastic. Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that she's dancing out the window. Yeah, that's you I'm talking about. Yes, sorry.
Is she dancing because she's glad she's leaving, or is she dancing why?
It's
just because she's hot.
We have
mixed
emotions. Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, people.
Good folks. What did you mean by mixed emotions?
Yeah.
The weather, we don't know now whether this commencement ceremony for my daughter is going to be moved inside or not. If it's moved inside, you have to get tickets. I'm not sure if there's a line. My daughter, Catherine, God bless her, incredibly diligent about her career, incredible work ethic when it comes to her her Broadway shows and her one-woman shows, incredibly slacker when it comes to letting daddy know what the F is going on.
Well, so, she knows she's going to get in because she's graduating.
Here's the thing. I don't mind, dealing with the rain. I will deal with the rain. It's rain. So whoop-de-doo. Sure. What I want to know is that, I don't want to be closed out of whatever this venue is. Mm. So there's a big question mark based on apparently some rather intense weather will be coming in Saturday.
That's the story, Mike.
To D.C.
Especially in the morning.
So that's what I'm a little concerned about.
Do they have a stadium or an arena? Do you know what they're...
They have a basketball arena.
It's a basketball arena.
William and Mary.
But the bottom line is I'll be out at Jimmy's celebrating my daughter's graduation tonight, and I'm really looking forward to that. At the same time, there's a lot going... What did he say?
William and Mary. He missed the university.
Yeah,
Hey,
in fairness, Mike, about that.
Not a theater school. Thank you, Rob. Very good. Good pivot on that one. So I'm looking forward to it, but it's just a lot of moving parts. And my sister
and it's amplified by your emotion, I'm sure.
Yeah, and my sister and brother-in-law were going to come down, and they had a last-minute thing come up, so they can't make it. So the whole idea was going to be kind of a graduation ceremony in the middle of a party weekend with Kathy and Paul. Yeah. That's not going to happen now. And,
actually, better now that you don't know where you're going to be sitting. Could you imagine the stress level you'd be under it because your sister and Paul would be there as well?
Yeah, and that's two less tickets you got to secure.
Well, you feel as though you don't have to be the cruise director now. So that's good. And Carl and I were originally going to go to the my time with my daughter is not post-graduation, it's pre. Okay. So I'm going to have her tonight, and we're going to be doing our celebrating tonight, and she's excited about that. Post, we are on our own. And originally, we were going to roll up the super slab and go to our favorite Chinese joint. Mm. And then Carla looked at me this morning, and this is like getting away from the world and the way it's just a question of what self-destructive behavior we will engage in. Now, is it going to be food? And then we said, you know what? I'm down almost 14 pounds now. And thank you. And I said, you know what? I've been cruising, and I did a 2-mile walk yesterday, which that felt great. And I'm really, prepping myself for the surgery. And I think I'm going to be in a good. And if we rolled into that joint, you can't blink without like 5,000 calories being thrown down your throat. So we said, I'd rather just like grab a low-cal sub at Subway and just call it an evening. And then we were kind of like, she looked at me and I looked at her, and she said, the boys a couple of weeks ago were talking about a little destination they had that sounded like it might be intriguing. And so, Oscar, why are you shaking your head? So it's
because
just for one destructive behavior.
If we had fun, you're going to have a horrible time. Because our tolerance for shenanigans and really BS is so much higher than yours.
Yeah, I know.
It is not Las Vegas. They do not have the top shelf quality service you'll be looking for.
And again, you'll be under a certain amount of emotional pressure because of the weekend. And it might not be, you might not be
nothing
in the best frame of mind.
Nothing you're going to say is going to change my mind. That's where we're going. Right. So that's the way it's going to go.
Mike, just before you ask, it was the Elvis slot machine on the left.
Thank you very much. Yes. I appreciate that. But I'm very proud of
their ATM
daughter.
Machines, Mike. I think it's $7 a pull.
Oh, okay. I'll make a little advance. Hey, here's the thing. This is what I wanted to tell you about. The commencement. These major universities, right? The institutions of higher learning where, the great minds and great administration. And then when it comes down to something like this, like a website and updating it, they do the best they can. But what my direction is? This is my gates open at 7:00 and it's first come, first serve. That's it. So other than that, that's all we've got. And then an email that Catherine forwarded me about they'll make the call by noon today as to what they're going to be doing with the ceremony. And nothing other than that. Nothing about how you do. You know, they said you will require tickets to get it. It's like, come on,
nothing
guys.
About parking. I mean, nothing about parking. Anything.
Yeah, parking's crap. That's what I'm
of
told.
Of course.
You know, so it's
all
just,
colleges are.
Yeah. And I remember going to Colgate where my nephew graduated, and it was one of those long, rainy days. And this is everybody gets a trophy in its purest form. Look, it's a major accomplishment, a college graduation,
major
but
award.
Make no mistake, it is a 3-hour ceremony. How long was yours? You didn't go.
I bailed.
You didn't even
go. I bailed
go. You
after
bailed
about
bailed on your graduation.
But I went to the I went to the commencement for the School of Mass Comm. I didn't go to the 10,000 student one. That's the one I bailed on. Right. I did show up and then snuck out is what I did.
So, but the thing is,
mine was 3 hours. At
yeah,
WVU,
3 hours is about
undergrad,
right.
Yeah.
I mine's so long ago. I don't have any memory of it.
Oh,
at
look,
American University.
I'm on. I'll send you this link, Mike. They've got all the details for parking and everything else on this little link for commencement for the university. I
oh,
just
cool.
found it.
All right,
so
well,
you'll be A-okay. And the announcement won't be made till 2 p.m. Not
2.
Noon. 2 now.
2 p.m.
2.
Well, my thing will be what time to leave. We are probably 45 to 50 minutes away from this particular location.
You got to leave at 5:30 then.
Yeah, just like the Masters.
You do.
5:30?
Yeah, because it'll take you, if you think it's 50 minutes, it'll take you an hour.
And then
that'll get you there a half hour.
I'm not leaving at 5:30. I don't care about
graduation traffic.
Yeah.
Everybody
it's
wants
be
to
graduation
get
traffic.
Yeah, to get in and get out of that
yeah.
area.
Yeah, it's not like they've got the road set up like you're going into FedEx Field.
Yeah,
I think we'll leave Jimmy's at like 2 in the morning and drive down by
EQ will give you a drive.
Right.
The hardest part about graduation for any student is the hangover you stand through, because the last night before you graduate is such a night of emotion.
I drank with my dad.
And
I drank a lot with my dad. Yeah.
So it's. I mean, I while I'm excited for Catherine, I also feel her pain. That's for tomorrow.
Well, Catherine has a DD, and I've got a designated driver as well.
Yeah,
so Carla's going to be. So it's going to really be Catherine and I just going.
It's a
She's legal age right now, and I'll just be. I'm not going to get loaded with my daughter. We're going to be
celebrate.
In and out of there, and we're going to have a little celebration, and then that'll be it. And I'll get a tour of the wing, and we'll go home.
That's, so much progress has been made, Mike. You're going to be thrilled.
Yes,
I'm very excited. I've seen some of his videos.
And, the drone video is good.
And then I saw one where he was skydiving with his daughter, Kelsey, who I guess is working at Jimmy's for the summer.
Kelsey Donahue Cerrito.
Nothing like a life insurance policy being voided. You know?
Don't worry, I paid the upcharge.
So, I'm excited. I'm excited to get up there and see my wonderful daughter, and everything should be fine. And I'm looking forward to seeing you, Oscar.
Yes.
That should be fun.
I'll be there by 10 p.m., Mike.
It's going to be wonderful.
If I have to sit there alone with Jimmy, I got to tell you.
You and Uncle
Dave. What are you doing tonight, Rob?
I am selling concessions.
Concessions?
For Sister Act at Tuscarora High School.
Sorry you can't make it. All right.
Anyway, hey, but I do appreciate the invitation. Always nice to be an afterthought.
It's an open invitation.
Oh, my God.
You
First of all,
dove.
Oscar was not invited.
Yeah, I said, I'll see you there.
You see, you went through the whole thing yesterday. You never said a word. I didn't want to crash.
You didn't volunteer anything.
I didn't want to crash your party.
Do you believe him?
No.
The whole thing came up.
He doesn't want to go, and he doesn't want to bring a present.
F you, F you, F you.
I didn't even say anything.
F you, I know, but you're here. And F you.
Pony, free drinks. You want to come out?
Hell yeah. It's better than Sister Act.
Yeah, I already.
Tell me about it.
I already went out and got Catherine.
Hey, Mac, you
want to
come?
I'll be there.
Yeah.
All right, Mac, very good. Who else is on campus today?
Diego,
you want to come by?
I got to be at work at 11 p.m., but I'll be there.
Yeah.
You're the man. You're the man. That's right. You're just down the street.
What's going on? What's going on?
Stop on by the hotel.
Stuff like that. How do you feel now?
Get some breakfast at the hotel, Mike.
This sucks.
Yeah, the square eggs.
Yeah, square eggs.
This absolutely sucks. I can't win this one.
No, that's right. Sell your peanut butter cups.
I think you won already.
How?
Is your daughter in Sister Act?
No, she is doing sound. But as
she's doing sound, she's part of the production. You going to every episode?
No, I'm just going tonight.
Right.
Can't Carrie do tonight and you can come hang with your boys?
I don't want to put him out. I don't want to put him out.
You're not putting me out.
No, I don't want to put you out. That's like, hey, you know what? You've worked with other administrations where you felt social pressure.
Yes.
There is none. I don't give a rat's ass. I truly don't.
What's
and
friendship?
To be honest, with all respect to the guys, it's just an excuse to have a beer or two. But to be honest with you, this is my daughter's thing. That's what really matters to me. And even if
Oscar
called
me. Well, now I feel
me,
bad because she likes me much better than Oscar.
If Oscar called me a half an hour before the and said I wouldn't, it wouldn't be the disappointment, and they couldn't control what they were doing. The real disappointment for me this weekend was the fact that Kathy and Paul had something very, very major that I may or may not bring up, but it's good. It's all good.
Oh, that's good.
But they weren't able to make it into town, and I was really bummed about that. So everything else is just gravy.
But they're going to be okay, right? They're going to be okay.
They're going to be fine. But the idea to have you guys come out or the idea to go to Jimmy's in the first place was wonderful. That's when I suddenly a lightning bolt. I said, oh, man, it's been too long. Because to be honest, I don't miss Manassas. I don't miss anything about it. I miss my little watering hole Jimmy's, which was my second home.
How late will you be there?
Not late. Not all
like
that late.
Till 10? So, will you be there at 10?
Oh, he's going to get there like at 9:30.
Oh, then you know what?
9:30. That's probably, I mean we're going to get there late.
I would say there's a pretty good chance you might see me then because I'm not allowed to drink. I'm not allowed to drink while we're doing concessions. So I might need a beer right about then.
That's fine. Jeez. That's fine. We're in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's easy for me.
But it's just, this is about the daughter. She's coming up with her roommate, Gwen, who I congratulate. By the way, her roommate, who is also graduating with
honors. Stop that.
Jeez.
Oh, sorry.
Wow. So I'm looking forward to it. Oh, my God. We've run terribly late.
We have terribly late. You've made me late enough.
No. I don't want you coming.
What?
I don't want you coming because I feel like I'm forcing you to.
Oh.
Do you want to know something? My hand to God?
Yes.
I was going to come. I was going to try to surprise you.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Well, that's very nice.
And, that's why I said
you, isn't it?
Yeah, make him feel bad.
No, stop it. We'll take a break. You have to run the board. You have to run the board. Let's go. We'll be right back.
I hate this place.
I'm waiting for you.
I'm coming.
Hey, Rob, you graduated with honors, and I'm swamped with finals. Can you help me with my homework?
You bet, Ashley. What's up?
Find the integral of e to the negative x squared.
Ah, the integral of e to... Well, with the e and the... negative is going to be if you have a number line. Negative with what you got to do is a number line.
I think I'll just order the book through Amazon.
Well, if you think that's best.
If you need anything, even help with homework, be sure to click the Amazon tab through our website at michaelmarishow.com.
I'm more of an English guy.
I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, the Elton Brown Players.
Thank you.
The Elton Brown Players, ladies and gentlemen.
Not ready for podcast players.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages, the TMOS Bonus Show, a sixth uncensored commercial-free episode that we record every week. Fun, hilarious. It's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. But it's also so much more than that. It makes TMOS possible, and that's the truth. If you already subscribe to the bonus show, thank you. But we also urge you to encourage others to subscribe today. The future of the show depends on it. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner. Please do it. It helps more than you know. You don't even need to listen to it, but you should because it's great. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for years to come. Help us to be a steady part of your podcast diet for many years to come. Thank you. Welcome to the show. I realize I've got a lot of things I need to talk about,
but
it's all about me, and it's all about my personal life. So do we have Jimmy's number? Can we call?
Sure.
Excuse me. Can we call out and have a?
Yes.
I want to see if we can get
right
Mr. Cerrito. Let's see. 20 of 10.
Jimmy.
He is still sound asleep.
Well, I don't know. Unless there's some sort of charity golf outing today, he might be there.
Well, he's doing something Saturday. I just want to make sure. You know, with his schedule, I'm not going out there if he's not going to be there.
Right.
So I want to make sure. But I'm not. But also, at this point, I'm not going to turn everything around. I'm not going to change everything.
Going to Jimmy's when Jimmy isn't there is like turning on the Tonight Show and someone filling in for Johnny. You don't want to tune in and get Burt Reynolds behind the desk.
Golly. Yeah. Because really, if he's not there, you get in there and it's just you look at the people that are sitting around.
Well, EQ might be there. He'll
That's
take
true.
Care of
and
I like Eric. Eric is a good
UD,
man.
Like Uncle Dave.
Right.
UD. Excited.
Okay. About a 50-50 chance he'll answer his phone.
Well, it's 9:41. It's a little early.
It is.
The man does own a bar.
And he stays out late.
Yeah.
But there are no flies on him. He never misses a trick. He'll answer.
Hi, this is Jimmy. Leave me a message. I'll get back to you. Let's go, Buffalo.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Jimmy, Mike, I told you we're coming out tonight. I want to make sure that you're going to be there. If you get this message, call the show. We, you know, does he know the number to call in to get on the show?
Yeah, I mean, he just calls from the app. He should have it on his phone.
I have it on my smartphone.
Yes.
Or 888-920-6673. Call us, Jimmy. We'd like to hear from you, okay? And I'm going to text you.
We need proof of life.
Thank you, Jimmy. Bye.
Bet you $100 he calls right in the middle of news.
Like on your last kicker.
Right.
Yes, that's the way. Yes, my TT kicker.
You want to say it so we can believe it?
TT kicker. That's for Oscar. Boom, it's Oscar's take today.
Oscar's
Rob,
take.
How is your death grip? I'm curious.
It's great.
Somebody from Fresno, California is calling, Mike.
You've really? Hold on, let me see.
Well, that can't be Jimmy.
That can't be Jimmy.
I'm out looking at the grapes. We're making wine.
Thing in again.
Do you want me to pull it up just in case?
Yeah, go ahead.
Punch it. Up.
Mike O'Mara Show, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Oscar's take.
Family Gourmet Buffalo Wings.
It's Pat Neely.
Congratulations to Pat Neely, whose daughter is also graduating this weekend.
Saw that.
Pat, how are you? How's it going?
Playing an air freshener.
All right,
No. You're flaming out, man.
I got it now.
I hung up on it.
He's gone. He's gone. So this is really, on the scale of your illnesses, a rather significant and rapid recovery, don't you think?
It happened very fast. Again, I have to thank, it's crazy. My voice was gone until I found this stuff. It's from Korea, honey citron tea. And it actually does help with the voice quite a bit. But
it's from Korea?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I bought it on Amazon. But you can get it at H Mart.
Really?
The honey citrus tea.
Citron, not citrus, citron. Yeah.
What is a sinus infection is viral, as you know. Everybody in this room should know that works with Rob. It is viral.
Do you really think you're getting his illness?
Already know. Yeah. It's done. I actually have done enough research and called enough doctors to know how far do I have to be from someone and how much time to spend with them.
Gosh,
in a,
I hope
in a
it doesn't.
Room
I hope it doesn't
air.
Spoil his time out when he comes to Jimmy's
with
tonight.
Air.
Maybe he should stay home.
Oh, he'll be there.
Drink some hot tea with a spoon of arsenic in it. Be good.
So, I'm glad you're feeling better, and I say, whatever you want to do is fine with me. But I think really the last time you had this death grip, am I correct in assuming it was months before
months.
You really recovered?
Well, last time you've sort of combined two issues. This is a sinus infection. Yeah. My lungs were fine, and she double-checked the lungs. Last time it was bronchitis and pneumonia simultaneously.
But bronchitis led into the pneumonia.
Jimmy, called the
both,
show.
Right?
We're trying to get you on the air.
Exactly. Yes. And so it was. That was like a two-month ordeal. So even when I took the antibiotics, it didn't kill everything.
Yes.
But this is I'm on the road to recovery.
We lived through that.
Now, I know. I did too. Trust me, it was a little harder on me.
We were begging you to go to the doctor. You took forever to go.
Yeah, I know, because I'm a problem.
No, because you're Buzz Burbank. Every DJ thinks they're invincible.
Okay.
Yeah, but you really did. It did last a long time.
It was
time.
A long time,
you've got
a
strategy in place to do that.
There was a certain issue with health insurance that was at play.
Hey, man, we all have our problems. Doesn't mean they make them everyone else's.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? He's fun, isn't he?
Yes.
Andrew wants us to talk about that at some point, too, as far as that, if that's still problematic for you. So I don't know. Everything's kind of up in the air with the recent stuff going on.
But I'm halfway through the Augmentin flight. And I should be 100% come Monday's show. I even sound right. Yeah.
Very good. The thing about D.C. This weekend, I've been thinking about Washington an awful lot.
You love it.
I don't know if you guys obviously are up there with the media that's up there. I was all over D.C. media talking about the Capitals yesterday. But it really mushroomed into the whole concept of right now, I think arguably, and we base our show in Washington, D.C., and many, many, many of our listeners come from the D.C. area. It is very safe to say that currently the Washington, D.C. market is considered the most tragic sports market, market sports market in
100%.
The country right now.
Yeah.
And it's just devastating. It's really sad, Mike.
It is sad. I was thinking of going as kind of a LARF, something that would be fun, a once in a lifetime opportunity to buy courtside seats to a playoff game. Yeah. Feet on the hardwood.
Yeah.
You're sitting there.
Doing the Jack Nicholson thing.
Yeah, it'd be awesome, right?
You know what? How about a history lesson, if I may?
Okay? I love a history lesson.
Let's start with that. The Wizards. Okay. We had a basketball team called the Washington Bullets.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, they came from Baltimore originally.
And they came from Baltimore, the Baltimore Bullets. Then it was the Washington Bullets. And for years and years, it was the Bullets. And nobody really gave it a second thought. And then because of crime.
The murder
and
capital.
Murder and all this. Yeah. They decided to change
that whole bit. Big gun.
Which is okay. Which is really okay, right? But once again, did they not, Rob? If memory serves me, they had another one of those contests.
They did, and they chose the wrong name. Because remember, this is right when they built the arena in Chinatown, the one block sort of cultural center of Washington, D.C. And they have this beautiful Asian neighborhood where the arena is. And they could have gone with the Washington Dragons.
Yes.
And they had the most marvelous artwork dummied up.
It was awesome.
It was really cool. And what did they go with?
They went with Wizards.
Wizards.
Which has nothing to do with anything.
And they don't even wear pointed hats.
Hold on. Dragons also. This is the same thing they did when you had our baseball team come back.
Yes.
And you had an amazing legacy and history.
Could have been the Washington Stars.
Senators.
Senators.
Baseball. No, they had a little PR thing they did then, and they screwed up the name.
Right.
Now, you've got one team that has an actual connection with its name to the nation's capital, and that is the Washington Capitals.
Exactly.
Which is the best name. You've got another team in the city that's been around for a million years, but their name is probably, if not the most controversial name in sports, it's one of the many.
Yes.
So they're constantly getting battled. And then you have the Wizards and the Nationals on the other side. And the Nationals, I always hated the Nationals because it was such a cop-out, and it was so...
Mike, it's the Nats.
The Senators.
Who wants to be a bug?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so, I don't know if it all starts from there, but I always get a feeling with DC sports that there is a long, long legacy of these losing teams now. It's getting very, very frustrating, especially when you're talking about four decades with a team like the Capitals.
Sure.
That goes on and on and on. And then you get a team with recent history, really not the same as like the Redskins, but you get the Nationals who have a great regular season, and then they kind of suck it in the postseason. The city is in dire need of one in the win column, okay?
It'll never get it.
Can I tell you?
But it's something that Mike has always said, is that we are not a good sports town. Mm-hmm. Short attention spans. We have people, I mean, no one actually, with the exception of Oscar, no one actually lives in the city. We're all from elsewhere.
Yes.
And it's a transient city. As a rule, it is a transient city.
Yeah, but
not a lot of people live here and grow up
here. If you looked at the last 10 years, this city is as far as gentrification is concerned,
okay,
more people live in this city and work in this city than I would say, and I read this somewhere, I wouldn't say 2 weeks ago, than the majority of cities in America.
But they lack the patience to be good sports fans.
Well, it is really, really difficult.
And they are transient.
Right,
they
are transient.
Live in the city.
Okay, I'll buy that. I'll
city.
Give you that. Yeah.
And I'll say this, hardwood floor seats, if you want to sit on the courtside, right?
Right.
Right.
If you want to go to a game in Golden State and you want to pay face value on NBA.com, it is roughly $15,000.
One seat?
$15,000 for a regular season game to go see the Golden State Warriors?
No, it's a face value ticket.
For playoffs.
For playoffs.
Okay.
Golden State Warriors courtside. $15,000, right?
$15,000.
Roughly $15,000, yes.
Okay.
How much do you think it costs to see the Wizards courtside?
I'll take the under.
Okay. It costs $4,878 for one ticket.
Roughly 30%.
Well, this gets back to something.
What does that say about the city?
They don't care.
I know.
No one cares.
No one cares because of the long history of losing. And then you throw in messing with the name. And then you throw in the fact that it still is a one sport town.
Yep.
And by the way, all it would take is, Jimmy just said, okay. Call Jimmy again, or Jimmy's trying to call us.
We're just riffing, and he just, calls him when he wants.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break, and then we will call
Mike,
we will call Jimmy.
Just want to clarify, not ever buying those tickets. Just had to see that number. I thought they would be like $500 maybe. Yeah.
Would you accept them if offered?
Yes.
All right, that should be known. That should be said.
Who wouldn't? We'll take a break, come back, and talk to our old friend from Herndon right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Looking forward to that. There he is, Oscar. Put him on hold. We'll take a break. Be right back with the Mike O'Mara Show.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Elton Brown Players, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Show. I like
our
playlets.
Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're even thinking about buying a house, listen up. Rates are still low and inventory is low, so fast approval on your financing gives you the edge you need to get the house you want. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily at the best rate possible. Thanks to current rates, right now is a great time to buy. Buying makes sense, but what if you're not sure? Cornerstone First Financial will be able to tell you when you're ready to buy, and once you're ready, they'll get you there fast. Not only are the guys at Cornerstone the best at getting you financed, they are also our office mates.
Yay!
They tolerate us here at the TMOS studios. They're good people. They even let us pet their dog. It's fantastic.
Tater rules.
Yeah. Tater's wonderful. They handled Oscar's mortgage as well.
Guys, I think the idea that this wonderful family lets their dogs come to work tells you everything.
Good guys.
They will take care of you. They took care of me. And in a time where I was in school, getting engaged, trying to buy a house, and I have all these balls in the air, right? Juggling so much going on, they made sure that I understood what was going on, and I got to close on time, and they got me the best rate on the market.
Closed fast.
Yeah, and by the way, I talked to Mark yesterday, Mike, and I'm just going to tip this in right now. Rates are as low as they've been right now.
Do it now, man.
Take advantage.
Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me great pleasure right now to welcome the man himself from Herndon, Virginia, the king, the unofficial king of Herndon, Mr. James.
The official king of the wings.
The official king of the wings, Mr. James Tiberius Cerrito, owner of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, a man that I, it's been too long, darling. It has been too long. How are you, James?
Am I your fallback plan for the Capitals losing?
No.
Oh, that is a scorned wife.
God.
A scorned wife.
Oh, Jimmy.
Boy, the optimistic fatalist already. No, we wanted to celebrate my daughter's graduation, and what better place than your joint? That's why we're coming to see you. I just wanted to make sure you weren't on one of your many vacations and you were going to be in residence tonight.
Guys, I'm coming off a two-day drinking binge. We did Metallica in Baltimore on Wednesday night.
Yeah, the man who never says no to pleasure.
Ended up at the airport hotel at 4 in the morning. And then yesterday we did D.C. all day. Austin would have been proud of us.
Do you have your phone up your...
Hey, Jimmy, do you mind at all, if you're not on 66 or you're on the side road, pulling over and just picking up the handset like you cared about us?
I'm not on the phone.
I'm in the back seat of my brother-in-law's car. He's very kind and driving.
Oh, God. Unbelievable. What are you doing?
Does this car that you're in the back of, does it say ambulance on the side?
No, it's not an ambulance.
All right, so
he's awake now.
What did you do last night?
There's a bottle of vodka right here. I do have a bottle of vodka.
Oh, God, he's loaded. Are you going to get a chance to sleep at all today?
No, sleep is for pussies. We're good.
Yeah. We're good.
That's it.
Let me ask you this.
Sleep when you die.
I slept on a floor last night. Mike, I slept on my neck. Hardwood floor last night.
Okay, congratulations. Jimmy, Metallica was
awful.
Wednesday night. What was last night? Metallica was Wednesday.
So Metallica was Wednesday, and my beautiful sister-in-law, Colleen Donahue, is here with her husband, Greg, from North Carolina. Wow. We're all metalheads. We're in our 50s.
Right.
And we're still metalheads. So
good
we all
for
went
you.
To Metallica together. And then... Right. Yesterday was to go to our nephew's house. He lives in Arlington, right next to the Iwo Jima, in an apartment.
They raged.
Young boy, late 20s, young professional in D.C., and he took us on a tour of beer gardens in D.C. so that I could do some marketing and research.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay. Well done, Jimmy. Well done. Well done.
Two days. Well, Jimmy, I want you to shower and pour cold water on your head before. I probably won't be seeing you till 9 o'clock tonight, but I wanted to make sure. Hopefully you'll be in rare form at that particular time. But just wanted to make sure you were there because we're all coming out to see you tonight.
We're looking forward to it and to celebrate the college graduate at dinner. So you can drink, right? Okay. And who's driving you out of there?
Carla's going to be the DD.
Carla Donahue O'Mara.
Yeah, she's the DD, and then we got to get up. We're not going to be super late because we got to be up at the commencement for In the Rain at the crack of dawn on Saturday.
And Jimmy, so I know you've been very busy for the past 48 hours, so I want to be the one to remind you, fresh batteries in your cordless microphone, because I know you'll have a lot to say this evening.
Oh, thanks, Rob. I appreciate that. Thanks a lot. Sure, Jimmy, not when I arrive, please. Please. Not when I, all right. I love you. I look forward to seeing you sober up, and it'll be fantastic. And hi to everybody in your car. Take care, Jimmy. What?
Love you guys.
Oh,
you
want to go to bar hopping? Bar hopping tomorrow, Mike. Bar hopping.
No, I don't. No, bye.
Bye.
Thank
love you.
Thank you. Thank you. There he goes. All right, there's Jimmy.
That was like having to have a conversation with a broken Teddy Ruxpin.
What is that? What causes that on a cell phone?
My favorite part, if we were to really diagram that call.
Diagram it. I know you like to do
You asked him what he did yesterday, and it took him 65 seconds to recap.
Right.
Well, in Baltimore is Metallica, and you said, yes, Jimmy, that was Wednesday. And we went, and I ended up in a hotel.
Do you ever get the impression like that back in Herndon, there are just bartenders going, thanks, that'll be $80, sticking the cash in their breast pocket.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, while he's out there, you know, partying at a headbanger ball.
I don't know, but all the chairs are gone again.
Good Lord.
I feel like Jimmy is just a little overwhelmed with this new wing. It took 5 years to build, right?
It's still being
really
built.
A monument to
your statement indicates completion, and I don't believe we're there. But I tell you, I am.
Jimmy's wing is like that sculpture of the Native American Indian chief in the mountain that'll never be finished. They've been working on it for 60 years. It'll never be done.
I've looked at the videos. There is, you have to admit, they're into it now.
They've got a shell.
Yeah, they've got the shell. They look like they've got like the ventilation done in the place.
Jimmy
right
Cerritos Xanadu, a structure so large it began to decay before it was completed.
What did Jimmy say on his deathbed?
Rosebud. Rosebud.
I love
Citizen
the guy. I do.
Jim.
Is he not always Jimmy? That is the best.
Yeah.
That is the absolute
I think that's
best,
why he wins, Mike, because he's so genuine.
I'm
right?
in the backseat
totally
with
genuine.
A bottle of vodka.
He is totally okay, genuine. Jimmy. I'll be taking a close look at Jimmy and maybe recommending some medical attention when I see him.
Bring your stethoscope, Mike. You may need it.
I will say something about my residents of Cocoonville down here.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to get old sawbones next week, and that's very much on my mind. But as I was out doing a little power walk yesterday, I will tell you that things are beginning to happen to me down here that indicate to me that maybe this is the place for me. I am getting people, as I do my power walk, not short of three people in their automobiles stopped me, almost to the point of saying, hey, I'm trying to get some steps in here. I want to get there. But it was pretty refreshing to get greetings and how you doing? When are you going to get the new bionic hip installed?
Oh, so they know about the surgery.
If I don't see you, have a good summer. And I realized I'm greeting each and every one of these people by name. And I don't know what it is, but something has turned in Cocoonville.
I know what it is.
And what is it?
They know that you're having surgery, and they want to make sure that they get in before it's too late.
Thank you, Rob.
Mike,
I
don't think it's
that.
I think it's effort. You finally have made an effort to make friends, and they're making an effort back.
Well, it's nice. It's nice to feel
never
that
too
I'm
late.
On a first name basis with people, and it's terrific. I enjoy that. I truly, truly enjoy that. Now, if I could just get a decent pair of wireless headphones, I'd be a happy camper. Everything would be.
Your birthday's coming up, Mike.
No, we're not doing birthday presents. We're not doing birthday presents.
I'll break those rules.
So of course, because he's a villain.
It's going to be fine. Everything is going to be just.
It's
going to
be fine, Mike. You're going to be okay. And you know what Oscar says is so true. You get back twofold what you put into a friendship. And so the fact that you're reaching out and, you know, not everyone's like that lady with you and your vaping cigar. Most people are good. And you're gonna build some bridges.
Also, Mike, to be fair to you, I have friends that just had babies, and I know this is what happens. When you have a kid, I don't care if you're 56 or you're 31, you're gone for 2 years.
Yep, it's true.
You're gone off the face of this earth as far as interacting, catching beers.
And God forbid you have another child after 2 years.
So Michael just turned 3, right? So he's 3 now. You finally can come out and be comfortable with a babysitter, interact.
He's soon to be 4, and we're going to be up there. And I'm going to tell you where he is right now. He is now, and 4. I was told this, he is going to be 4.
Time flies.
Can you believe that? It does fly. He's going to be 4 in July. And the thing about him now is I'm watching this before my very eyes. Rob, you know this is true.
Oh, yeah.
The transition where all of a sudden this is a little human being.
He can stay home alone.
I love it. Just like you did.
Yeah, at 5.
He can stay home alone. No problem at all. The transition now.
Sometimes it is literally, correct me if I'm wrong, when you put them to bed and then they get up the next day and something has changed. It can literally happen overnight.
It's not until July that he turns 3, but right now it is, he's had a terrible little kid's cold for the last week or so.
4.
And he still is just a blast now.
Yeah.
He's got a great attitude. I'm sitting there, and he tracks with when we're heading out of town, which is kind of a drag. But I literally said to my wife last night, I said, you know what? I almost wish that we had brought him on the plane, that we could take him with us, because he's getting into that zone now where that's the way it is. And
like he can hang.
You can hang with him. That's it. So if you're, listen, if you're
put him at the bar at Jimmy's and he'll be all set.
If you, well, you know, Irish kids
hang. And they have a little, they have kid seats there.
They do. Yeah. They do. And the best lemonade in town.
At 10 o'clock at night.
Sure.
Yeah.
Dinosaur tenders.
Look at the little baby boy. He's doing fine.
Look at
he's
cheeks.
Great. The kid is great. And I, I bought a Nerf football, and that's all we do.
Oh, that's
all
great.
Day. Yesterday, I did it for, because it's something I can do in a sedentary position.
Yeah. Right.
And, and by the way, when it bounces off like the coffee table, he chases it. It's fantastic.
That's great.
It's a great daddy activity. I don't mind it at all. I can just throw it.
Do you ever have
into
him
a corner? I said, go get it.
Can he get you a beer? Have you having to do that?
No.
It's a little too early.
I don't know.
A little early in the day before he goes to.
It was perfect for Juliet. 3.
I knocked back 5 during the hockey game. And, I knocked back 5 during the hockey game and 0 last night to bed at 9:45.
Oh, look at you.
8 hours blissful. I'm ready to go. I am I'm supercharged. Everything is okay other than the D.C. crap weather, which they still don't really know what it's going to do. They don't really be in the net. That's it. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to everything and Jimmy and my life and that's it.
I was going to say it would be great if you could time it over this week. Because you don't travel a lot. You don't get out of Florida a lot. Wouldn't it be great if you could time
out of my house a lot?
If you could time your daughter's graduation with Jimmy's funeral.
Yeah, this is true.
You're in town, it would be great. Yeah.
Jimmy is on the north side of 50 now. And when Jimmy Cerrito talks about 2 nights in a row, he is post 50.
Oh, I didn't
know
he was
that
old.
About, when he talks about the vodka in the back of the seat in the car, I do worry about Jimmy. I worry about that nose turning a full shade of purple. That's what I worry about.
I have
about,
a small piece of tape of Jimmy from one of our spring break Raw shows.
Spring break.
And I will, that stays spring with me break. Forever. You asked him, you said, how can you drink after last night? And it was lunchtime. And he said, break. I just saw vodka and I thought it would be refreshing. And I said,
guy's a champion.
He is a champion.
He's a champion.
He's world champion.
Right? It's like the guys that, some guy just kicked the bucket. He's 122, like the oldest man around. And
he used to do news for this show.
All he ate was eggs and smoked cigarettes, right? And some in the Eurasian country. I don't know where it was. But
eggs and cigarettes, Mike.
And I sat there. I was like, if you've got the DNA to handle that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got the DNA to handle that, right?
This is for the young drinkers out there. Listen to me carefully.
Yes, Adrian.
Hair of the dog is your enemy.
Yes.
Hair of the dog is your enemy. Do not believe for a second. That is the, that to
that's
me.
Marketing.
Always,
it's short money.
it is represented to me the fast track to rehab. Mm-hmm. If you go out and you punish yourself, do not try to feel better by doing the same thing you did the night before. It will make you feel better, by the way, but it will also make you...
It buys it off. All it does is it buys it off.
That's right. Look, 3 days later, you're going, oh my God, yeah. What happened to me? Thank
you. If you're
going to
drink like a champion, prepare like a champion.
Right.
And it's not okay to
drink.
Start drinking waters at the morning of day drinking that you're going to drink at night, right?
Overhydrate.
So right now, Mike, as soon as you're done here, you got to pound waters.
Not pounding tonight. Okay, not. I cannot pound
Carla.
Tonight. I will not be hungover at my daughter's graduation.
I'll say this. If Catherine, if you're listening right now, I know you're not, but if you were, I would say...
I'm sure she's listening live on the new app.
You drink a ton of waters, and then you swing by CVS, pretend you have a kid, get some Pedialyte, because you're going to have an awkward conversation checking out, and then pound the Pedialyte... One of the little one-shooters, not the big guy, right?
Right.
And then you're good to go. And then you wake up another Pedialyte. I mean, I'm telling you, I've been saying this for
Catherine
years now.
I called Catherine to talk to her about it right now, but unfortunately, we're recording this show. It's apparently approximately 8 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and that is the middle of the night for a college senior who's about to graduate. Who also is double shifting at a restaurant that she works at. So
man.
We will not be bothering her. Oscar's take is on the horizon. We will be doing that when we come back. Thank you, boys. I needed that little extra just to get
no
me
worries.
Across the Friday finish
That's
line.
That's all we're here for.
Lean on
that.
Me,
we
baby.
Take a break and come back with Oscar's take right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My name is Joan Crawford, and it's time to play the feud. What? Wrong feud. Well, if you really want a feud, you can listen to Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak every day on the Mike O'Mara Show and a special 6th episode, an uncensored bonus show. And you can sign up today at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Oh, what does their host Mike O'Mara do? Why, he busts their balls, of course. And you can listen on the TMOS app.
That's a disturbing one, right?
It
there.
Is. I want to say thanks to female impersonator Philip Stamper, who impersonated a female
nice
on that promo. Yeah,
it's a little more energy than I think Joan had. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand, the total solution for health, fitness, and weight loss. Convenient access to over $6,000 worth of the most effective fitness and nutrition programs ever created from world-class trainers proven to deliver amazing results. Beachbody On Demand is the largest community of its kind, dedicated to making all your fitness goals achievable. All you have to do is check it out. Proven programs from world-class trainers and all accessible on any web-enabled device. No DVDs to worry about. Use it wherever you go. Programs like P90X, Insanity, 21-Day Fix Extreme, T25, 3-Week Yoga Retreat, and so much more. You get access to resistance, cardio, yoga, dance, over 500 workouts, Oscar. At one low price.
Gentlemen, I have finally taken some control over my life and said enough is enough. I need some help to get this body back in shape. And by that, I mean to see abs again.
Nice.
I jumped into 22-minute hard corpse. Now listen,
is it corpse?
It's core. Hardcore.
But it's spelled corpse.
I like to call
military.
It corpse.
Yeah, he likes to do that.
Because
yeah.
I feel like it's really giving me through the ringer. I lay down, and I do it in my house, which is great. I lay down on that towel when I'm done. I said, well, stick a fork in me because that was the workout. 8 weeks, 22 minutes daily will get me where I need to be.
Awesome.
That's right. And you can put it on any device that you have. Beachbody On Demand, a brand new service, but already has almost 1 million members. TMOS listeners can claim a 30-day free membership. Just text TMOS to 303030 and get 30 days of full access to this platform for free. Again, text TMOS to 303030, Beachbody On Demand, and you get the benefits
they
of
have
it. And
everything.
We
they do.
Everything.
They absolutely do.
Speaking of everything, now it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now... Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
Thank you, Pony. I like it when I get those humorous pauses and they work. Steve Harvey. Hey, I got to give myself a little credit. I watched the national news this morning. This is when the story was really breaking today, where we had it yesterday.
Yes, love
on the Mike O'Mara show. A lot of people get this show a couple of days down the road. Some of you listen to it live. Some of you listen to it on the radio. But the fact is, we broke this Steve Harvey story, and I think we were all over it relatively early.
Yes.
And Steve Harvey in big trouble for this little memo he wrote to his staff. He has no regrets and offers no apologies for instructing his staff not to bother him when he's in his dressing room, in the makeup chair, or in the hallway. He told Entertainment Tonight, Oscar, quote, "I've always had a policy where, you know, you can come and talk to me. So many people are great around here, but some of them just started taking advantage of it." Here's his quote continuing. "If you come out to your house, you don't want anybody on your porch waiting on you. You walk to your car, you don't want people bothering you on your way to your car. Everybody wants the freedom to be able to move around. I just didn't want to be in this prison anymore where I had to be in this little room scared to go out and take a breath of fresh air without somebody approaching me. So I wrote the letter." This is not Mike's take. This, I got a lot of opinions on it.
I bet you do.
This is Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Take it away, Oscar.
Gentlemen, the word is culture. Company culture.
Okay.
And if you are a successful entertainer and you have a successful team like Steve Harvey does, because I wouldn't think anyone in this room would disagree that if you have that much success, it takes more than just one person.
Sure.
Of course,
right?
It does.
You have to set the standard early. Now, if you have set the standard where
even if you don't have success, you need lots of people around you. Look at this.
Yes.
Look at this show.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I would say for what we're doing, we have great success.
Amen,
right.
Brother.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
If you have a policy that's in place and it's not being enforced, you can't just turn that lever all the way up when you want to enforce it, because that culture begets that success. That's why people work hard for you. That's why people root for you. That's why people get in the foxhole with you, because they have a connection to you. When you cut that connection off, that's when your success falls into jeopardy.
You are assuming that they don't have anything to do with it when they have everything to do with
yes.
it.
Yeah.
And they prop your ass, your stand-up comedian ass, up every day. And you ain't as funny as you think you are. And you ain't as scary talented as you think you are. And you ain't that big a star like you think you are. Get your act together and don't crap on the people that are in your staff. That is BS, and that's why people apparently don't like the guy behind the scenes. I'm hearing a lot of that, too.
Don and Mike eat first.
Precisely. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, a new study found moms average 8 hours and 12 minutes of cleaning per week compared to 4 hours and 48 minutes for dads. Also, 78% of us are buying a Mother's Day gift this year, and 74% of moms will get a Mother's Day phone call. Rob,
yes,
share with us. You want it? You stop it and start it again so you can intro it,
okay.
Because I know you're dying to on Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take. This is a brand new record that, to me anyway, and I think this is the weekend to celebrate Mother. So let us all listen to the good sounds of Lunch Money Lewis. Wait till the hook. It's going to knock you out.
I love my mama.
Here we go.
I love my mama. I love my mama.
I like this.
Oscar, it's Mother's Day weekend. Moms work double as hard around the house as dads. Almost 80% of us buying Mother's Day gifts. Almost 80% of us giving mama a call. What's your take? I know you love your mama.
Oscar's Take.
This is Big Mom, Mike. The story reads Big Mom all over.
Big Mom.
Big Mom. That's a great
That's
movie.
Right. That's a good take, because they're feeding us this
big
story.
Big Mom, look, I send my mom Sherry's Berries. I use that TMOS code. I send my mom Pearl Flowers, 100 Blooms,
sure.
TMOS code. She loves it. Yeah, she wrote me yesterday. She said, came a little early. Can't go wrong with that, right?
We I'm loved first. Ours I'm at the first. O'Mara house.
Can't go wrong there.
My mom loves her 100 Blooms at the Spiewak house.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Again,
thank you, Rob.
Send them over early. You can win. But
your mom will say gracias.
I'll say this. This story reads Big Mom.
It does.
The idea that you're working more at the house than dad, if you've got a two-parent household, I would say that house wouldn't exist if dad wasn't at work doing the other job that keeps the lights on.
That's right. There we go. Thank you very much. You're listening to Oscar's Take,
Oscar's
everybody.
Take. I love my papa.
There you go.
And my mom.
Oscar, you like crazy zombie movies, don't you? Are you a fan
of course,
of that?
Yes.
Oh, the crazy zombies, the one dead walking?
Just crazy zombies. The zombie craze has officially jumped the shark. The Disney Channel is making a movie called Zombies, complete with song and dance numbers. Yeah.
Hey!
It takes place at a suburban high school where students have to learn to coexist with new transfer students from Zombie Town.
Oh!
Zom, 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 zombie, 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 zombie town. At the center of all this chaos are a human cheerleader and a zombie football star who fall in love, naturally. Disney is calling it, quote, an inspirational story about tolerance, inclusion, individuality, and conviction. There it is. Disney's getting into the zombie business.
Gentlemen, do you remember that show called High School Musical that swept the land?
Sure. They were made for TV movies. Yeah.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Yes, right?
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
I would just see them on television.
Get your head in the game.
Because they would be on cable. Yeah. And I sat there and I said, like, I'm not really into this, but the kids seem to be into this. So I'll give it a shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that that's just a remix of a classic called Grease, right? Which I, as a kid, thought that was a show about mechanics because they were working on cars. But apparently, no, it was a musical.
Right.
And if you look at La La Land, another musical.
Yes.
Right? And what all these things have in common is they're just taking the same premise and now right. they're throwing in zombies. They take the two hottest things in cinema. Okay. Zombies and a musical. I actually disagree, Mike. I don't think they jumped the shark. They just doubled down on popularity, and this will succeed. But zombies are teetering on the jump the shark moment.
You heard it. You heard it here. He said they will succeed. What are you playing there?
This is High School Musical. Get your head in the game.
Oh yeah.
Oh, very good.
Zac Efron.
You're listening.
Hot.
By the way, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, this is our last story of the day. A top heavy Miami Marlins fan who was sitting behind home plate tried to distract an opposing pitcher on Wednesday by jiggling her cleavage. It turns out that she is a 22-year-old named Corina Evanyuk, and she was there with a rich dude named Lawrence Levy. He also goes by the nickname Marlins Man.
I'm the Marlins Man.
Because he usually sits behind home plate in bright orange Marlins gear.
Do I look familiar to you? Perhaps you know me from behind home plate. I'm Marlins Man.
I saw the clip. She almost shows the whole thing.
She does.
I'm not sure if we got. And she shook her boobs at the pitcher behind the plate.
Mike, you say top heavy. I say top notch marketing. This Marlins Man has three women next to him. And I did a little research because I had some time. And right. I said, all right.
Oscar's time.
He's got a stable of ladies behind home plate on a regular basis. This one young lady who was the top heaviest of them all decided to show a little more cleavage than most.
Right.
Made for TV, perfect, no nipple, seemed like a family could watch this and take a laugh in the living room, wouldn't be ejected out of the arena. I would say this, next season, loud go, and I know you listen to this show, you get three bimbos next to you, you're going to go national. You're going to go national. You can yell as much as you want. And the girls next to you, all they have to do is just sit next to you because the camera loves the ladies. Mm. Top-notch marketing.
I think that's a brilliant move. Spring training, I will be bringing Carla and two of her most buxom friends.
Yes!
And we will sit behind home plate.
Get airtime.
I will tip the tickets.
Airtime.
I will acquire the tickets for spring training. Yeah.
Carla's take.
Yes, yeah. Carla's take. Thank you very much, Oscar. That's Oscar's take
but
for
wait.
Friday. We appreciate that.
Oh, okay. Oh wait. Oh, wait. What? Wait.
Bonus.
Yes, what? Pony's what? Take.
Bonus take.
A bonus Oscar's take. Oscar.
Okay, very.
Yes?
Last year, one of the most highly funded gadget startups all year was Juicero Inc., a company that makes a $400 juice press.
Ooh.
It takes. Stop it, you two.
He's on a roll.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
The juice press takes a big bag of juice, much like a K-cup in a Keurig, and it uses a powerful press to squeeze the juice into a glass.
All
Investors dumped almost $120 million into this juice press.
Oh, it's fine.
Yes.
They were shocked and disappointed to find out that when they got their juicers,
yes,
it was much easier to just squeeze the juice pouch into a glass and not spend $400, and now they're pissed.
You know, these type of machines already exist. They're called Breville's, and people spend $400 on these juicers all the time, and then they use them for a week. I have one in my house.
Oh.
And I sat there, and I said, This was a waste of $400. The reason why you can buy a pressed juice for $5 is so you don't have to buy this machine. If you are rube enough to buy a bag of juice, a Keurig for your juice, then you deserve to get burned.
But does it take the wrinkles out of your shirt, Oscar? Anyway, let's take a break. We will take a break and come back.
I still love that.
Man, me too.
Put some starch on that thing.
It's out there right now. Oh, I've done it. My motorcycle.
I did it yesterday. I looked at it. I was like, I love technology.
Okay.
I love technology.
Yeah. Swash. We don't get paid for anymore. Get a swash from GE. They're out there. They're $250 now, Mike. They're cheap. Yeah,
That's
$250 is awesome.
That's Oscar's take.
Be home runs. Yeah. Put money in my pocket. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak, the last one of the week, right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's the weekend, so it's another brand new Rob Radio. This week, Mother's Day. So we salute mom musically. Also, records that help you, because God knows we can all use all the help we can get. And the beautiful singing voice of George Burns. It's almost as good as my speaking voice right now. So tune in 7 a.m. Saturday morning on 97.1 The Wave in Ocean City and 971thewave.com worldwide. I'm on all over the world. How frightening is that?
Rob Spiewak!
You can, you know, you can ask for help when you need those. If you wanted that, I would have been glad to do that for you.
I was, you know, I cut the promos after the show. I don't know how the show's going to turn out.
Okay, very good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show,
but
brought to you by Amazon. Still the easiest and yet the most important way to support our broadcast. Allow me to remind you, if you say something, if you buy something, say something. I'm doing it this time. I'm sorry. I got to do it. I got to go to Facebook right now and tell tell you about our latest, because people are doing this.
I love seeing it. I love getting the messages. It's so cool.
I'm not. Can, when you get the messages, can you print them up so we can
make absolutely.
Sure that everybody gets credit that everybody deserves when they are buying something on Amazon? I really, really think it's fantastic. And hold on. I'm going down the list. There are too many of them. Oh,
Mac, I bought something on Amazon the other day, a micro SD card for $45, bought it Wednesday, arrived Thursday morning.
Thank you know, it's buddy. Almost science
Thank
fiction.
Thank you very much, Mac.
How fast they can get stuff
very
to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dale West writes me, hi, Mike, just FYI, my wife just ordered a blood pressure monitor, temple scan thermometer, UTI test strips, and a baby monitor for my 88-year-old mom who just moved in with us from Amazon through the TMOS page. Love you, man. So
Thank
they're taking
you.
Care Attaboy, of their elderly relative.
Good job.
And they bought all the medical supplies through Amazon. You do it, too. We appreciate that. Use the app, use the website, or bookmark MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. On, then tell anyone who will listen about the great deals you got and how you got them. Spread the word and remember the slug line. If you buy something, say something. And we can't guarantee we're going to mention every single one of you, but
no.
We will try to get some
Send
of you
them
on
along.
The air. We're going to do that more often when we mention Amazon because it's a lot of fun and it makes people get out there and buy something through our page
Please.
On Amazon. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Friday, May 12, 2017, day before graduation. Rob Spiewak.
Today is Friday, but Sunday is Mother's Day.
I'm so mad at my mother.
Rip it, Mama!
Mother's little elf,
You got to have a mother for me.
Mother's Mama.
Hello, mother.
Hello, mama.
I saw mommy.
Mama, mama, mamacita.
Mama loves mambo.
Your mother should not.
Sylvia's mother.
Mother,
Well, that's all right, mama.
Crazy little mama.
You know, Sylvia's mother is such a horrible song.
And for another 10, 3 minutes, please. What were the amount of minutes that he was trying to get?
It was
on the
like,
phone?
Wasn't it like $3 for 4 minutes more or something?
Four
it's
minutes,
horrible.
Please, Sylvia's mother says Sylvia.
Dr. Hook is a dick. Does anybody in this room use Google Photos?
Yes.
You
I do?
Do,
yeah.
Okay, they're
I
doing something and they're not even telling you about it. If you have a lot of cats, in your Google Photos, they will make
Winston.
They will make a video and post it for you.
Really?
And it looks pretty good, but the thing that is so addictive about it is the music they're using. This is the music that Google Photo uses when they secretly make a meow movie.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome to the Cat Lounge.
Meow, 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 meow.
AMs. Can you start that again, please?
You bet. But it is good now that Winston has a new theme song.
Can you send that to me?
Yes, I can.
I'm going to be the new MC, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, and good evening, everyone.
Meow, 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 meow.
Welcome
meow,
to the Kit Kat Lounge, featuring some of the greatest felines meow, in America. I'm your host, Mike O'Mara. Meow, this is all about meow, cats. Meow, it's the Cat Show. Meow, 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 and now, here's our star of meow, our show, meow, 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 Merle Rogers. No, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why I gave Merle.
Cat Stevens.
Oh, well, she's a cougar.
Cat Stevens, yes. That's it. I love it. It's catchy.
Catchy. But anyway, so if you have Google Photos, you should post pictures of Winston.
So Google Photos... Essentially, especially if you have a Google Pixel phone or a Google phone, that integrates easily right into your world of photos. It backs them all up.
Just yeah, if you want to see the photos while you're playing that video and you want to scroll through them, remember, don't use your finger, just lick the screen.
Now, Matt came in very excited today.
He did.
He did, because you know who released two new songs this week and two new videos?
Who dat?
Psy. Remember Psy? Gangnam Style?
Oh, really?
Yeah, here's his pick to click. It's called New Face. Mac was all over this record.
No. Sorry, that it just I liked the beginning. I thought potential, and then yeah. No. Is there another one?
No, that's the one he liked.
That's
the other hit. One's not as good.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Are you into K-pop or just Psy?
Just Psy,
okay.
He likes K-pop. He had a lot to say about it.
Well, that'll be Mac's new theme song, though.
That's okay, right. Good. We shall pull that. I do
Mac
like that.
Show killer.
I want to do a tremendous shout out to all the big fans of Big Bang Theory. As you know, it's one of my favorite sitcoms. And last night,
that gets some buzz online with this show.
Yes,
good
last
Lord.
Night was the season finale, and there was a big reveal. Let's hear what happens. No, let's not. Okay.
Oh!
I've got another clip. Let me play another clip for me. All right, here we go. And then a line from one of the actors.
It's a great show. Trending on YouTube yesterday. It was number one yesterday, number two today. A guy did the history of the world in 20 minutes. And I'll just play you the end of it. This is about a 30-second clip. But if you can imagine, he really does start from the cooling of the magma and the explosion and the Big Bang. And he goes...
Red hot magma.
Magma.
And so magma.
He goes all the way through, and this is the last part of his history of the world in 20 minutes. I really enjoyed it.
The United States finally decided whether racism is good or bad. They decided it's bad, and the world agrees. South Africa might need another minute to think about it. Technology's better too. That might keep happening. The Soviet Union decides to relax a little and accidentally falls apart. Europe makes a union, so now they can all use the same money. Except Britain, because they don't feel like it. Let's check the mail. Surprise, it's on the computer. Whoops, someone just attacked America. I bet they'll remember that. Phone call. Surprise, it's in your pocket. Want to learn everything? Surprise, it's on the computer. Now your phone's a computer, which is in your pocket. Whoops, the economy just crashed. Don't worry, the big banks won't fail, because they're not supposed to. Surprise, flying robots with bombs. Want to print
That's
a
great.
Brain? Some people have no friends. Some people have no food. The globe is warming.
And the ocean is full of plastic.
Let's save the planet, said everybody, not knowing how. Let's invent a thing inventor, said the thing inventor after being invented by a thing inventor. That's pretty cool. By the way, where the hell are we?
So that's the history of the world right there.
That's great. And I love the way that's done. That's fantastic.
And it's 20 minutes, and the momentum keeps up the whole time. You should definitely take a look. That's by a guy named Bill Wirtz. And I was kidding. Let's hear that Big Bang Theory clip again, because it was a really surprising ending last night.
Okay.
And that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it, people. Great week of shows. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live magic of our 24/7 TMOS stream.
Woo!
All messages for our weekly mailbag you sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. And our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
I love my mama.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing.
Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.